Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Good morning, Bucknut. It is Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. If it's Tuesday, you know what that means. Dwayne Long is here from the capital city of Columbus. Dwayne, how goes it?
We're getting closer to football season, so I'm good. A little bit rainy, a little bit more than I want, but, you know, we like we say, it's Ohio weather.
Yes, the weather is unpredictable in Ohio, and what we are tackling today also has a predictive element to it. Dwayne and I are going to give you the starting lineup on offense for the Buckeyes for the Michigan game. Once again, we are going to give you the starting lineup for the Michigan game. So that means who works their way into the starting lineup on offense by the end of the season. I'm sure later on in the summer here, we will do what we expect for the opening kickoff against Minnesota. But we're going to try and have some fun today and be super predictive. Again, giving you the offense that we expect to line up for the game. And then next Tuesday, we will do the defense. There are some very interesting spots here. If you want to follow along at home, we are going to go with the three wide receiver approach, no fullback. And we're going to go top to bottom, starting with the X wide receiver and finishing with running back. Dwayne is going to give you who he expects to start and a little something about what the expectations are for the player this season. And I will chime in if I have a different guy listed. So we will start at the top and we will start with the X wide receiver.
Garrett Wilson. There's no question that he is an elite. He's an X receiver. He is, if he's single covered, he's open. He's going to go over top and make a play. He's explosive. He is one of those kids that says, the ball is in the air. It's mine. You're going to have to try to take it away from me. And nobody's going to do a real good job of that. He is something special. We're enjoying this year. He's not going to be around next year. He's going to be a first round NFL pick. How high? Haven't looked around the country to see what's out there, but he's going to be a first-round NFL receiver.
I could not agree more. I think he'll be the first receiver picked, and by the end of the year, we'll be drawing comparisons for NFL people to Stephon Diggs. I think he's a thicker version. The Z wide receiver.
Chris Olave. Chris Olave has just come in here out of nowhere. Who thought the Chris Olave was going to be such an impact player here? He just makes plays. He's going to get down the field. You know, he's not the same kind of receiver as Garrett Wilson. He's just not one of those kids that's going to go over the top and make plays. But he gets open. He catches everything. I don't know if I've ever remembered seeing him drop a ball. He's a special player, and he has a real shot at being a first rounder too.
Can't argue with anything you said there. Probably the most surprising return we've had during the early exit era, but wants to be a first round draft pick and should have a good shot. most of your draft pundits have those two at the top of the draft boards. All right. Slot wide receiver.
Jackson Smith and Jigba is he's really very similar to Chris Olave. Just that same kind of build, and his game is very similar to Olave's. One thing I would say is we've got some backups that absolutely are going to threaten Smith and Jigba. As good as he is, Julian Fleming, Emeka Egbuka, and Marvin Harrison Jr. are just so huge. They're big kids. They're really big. They're explosive. They're a whole nother level. They're more physical than he is. So they're going to be able to, he's going to be in the slot though. You know, he's going to be playing off the line of scrimmage, which is important here. But those guys, just to get them on the field, they could throw them in there at the slot, any of them. Special talents. They would be on any other team. They would be starters and possibly all conference players. And they're just, they're backups here. The it just says so much about what Brian Hartline is doing and just how well this Ohio State team is, Ohio State staff is recruiting.
If you look at the depth chart, XZ slot, the reserves of Julian Fleming, Marvin Harrison, Emeka Egbuka, you could make the argument that NFL-wise, each has a brighter future than the guy in front of him. I don't think Julian Fleming actually has a brighter future than Garrett Wilson, but he's bigger, equally as physical. Marvin Harrison could end up being better than Chris Olave, and Emeka Egbuka is the guy I would watch. I don't know if Jackson Smith Najigba will lose his spot, but my guess by the end of the year, the fourth receiver, in parentheses, maybe third, is Emeka Egbuka. I just get the feeling he's the total package. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk more offensive starting lineup.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
All right, left tackle, not a mystery.
Yeah, Thayer Mumford has come in here, came out of nowhere. I mean, just you want to talk about Chris Olave coming out of nowhere. Thayer Mumford was not even on the radar and had just at the end of the year, he didn't even get to play his senior year because of some transfer technicality, and still has come in here and held the left tackle job, the most important position on the offensive line. He's come in here and owned it for 3 years. So I would really hope to see this kid get a fully healthy senior year. I believe he's going to be a third, maybe at the worst, a fourth round draft pick if he's just healthy. And that's nice to have a veteran coming back like that. Good football player, good kid. Obviously he's been announced as one of the players that will speak for the team this fall. Just great to have a veteran right there with we're going to have a quarterback who's never thrown a pass in college football. So having a left tackle that he's on his blind side, that's going to be big for us.
Definitely overcame some life challenges in high school and has had a tremendous career at Ohio State. If he does what you say, like if he has a completely healthy year, I could see him being a second round pick. All right. Here's an interesting spot. Maybe the first really interesting spot. Left guard.
Well, I'm going with, they're so interchangeable in there. I would put Paris Johnson in there. We'll see how that, it could be Harry Miller. It could be Matthew Jones. We'll see. Those guys, as I said, the inside offensive linemen are pretty interchangeable. I would want to get Paris Johnson over there simply because we're looking to him to be the heir apparent at left tackle. I want him to get used to playing left-handed. If you're on the left side, you're going to, you know, your outside hand is going to be the most important. Just get used to playing off his left hand.
That's an interesting choice to put him over there. I have Paris Johnson on the line coming up. But at left guard, I'm going to go with, and bear in mind, we're talking about the Michigan game. I'm going to go with DeJuan Jones inside with the run game. Once he gets acclimated, the big man will start at left guard. Another interesting spot, center.
This is going to be, this is, for me, the one spot I'm saying I don't know what's going to happen here. I think Matthew Jones. Now, everyone's going to say Harry Miller. But I got to look back at last year and the number of mistakes this kid made, penalties, just missed assignments. And then when he came in as a guard, that he was a left guard, when he came in at center, he had some snaps that were off. I'm just not extremely confident that he is going to be a kid that can start at center. I would not be surprised if it's Matthew Jones. I think the best physical talent is Luke Weipler. So we'll see about that, what's going to happen. I like that we've got that mix, though, having that many good players. And you got to throw – I'll throw DeJuan Jones in there, too, as a guard. That inside situation is going to be really interesting to see how it plays out. And any of Matthew Jones, Harry Miller, or Luke Weipler could be our starting center. Not going to be surprised of any of them taking the job.
Yeah, I'm basing this somewhat on the fact that he's the most natural at the position. That's Luke Weipler. I really don't know. Like you said, this one is way up for grabs. Of all the spots on the team, the person who starts against Minnesota at center, I don't think for sure has to be the guy who starts at center against Michigan. All right, right guard, I already said I have Paris Johnson there. How about yourself?
I'm going with whoever does not play center, which is either Harry Miller or Matthew Jones. I think one of them will kick out there, but I want to get DeJuan Jones on the field. I was really surprised he didn't play more last year. He's a huge kid. Absolutely huge kid. I love that they've used him so many different places that he can step in anywhere. If anybody goes down anywhere but center, I believe DeJuan Jones could step in and just pick right up and be next up. So that's something to watch for. That inside dynamic, we'll see what's going to happen there.
Keep in mind, Dwayne said he had Paris Johnson on the left side because there is a 100% chance Paris Johnson starts on the offensive line at Ohio State this year. Not a big variable, right tackle.
Nicholas Petit-Frere is going to be, again, enjoy him this year. He's going to be gone. First round NFL tackle, no question about it. Probably kicks over to the left side at the NFL level. A kid that just seemed to disappear for a while when he first got here. And, you know, we were expecting big things early. But when he found his rhythm, he really exploded and showed how special he is.
This is the guy I've been geeking out about over the offseason. If Nicholas Petit-Frere is the first Buckeye taken in the draft, I wouldn't be shocked. He reminds me so much of Tyron Smith. Everybody knows my allegiance. Tyron Smith never played left tackle at USC. He was a younger, super athletic guy who, if you see him on the hoof, does not even look like an offensive lineman. It's so well proportioned. And that is Nicholas Petit-Frere. At Ohio State, it's going to be better at tackle this season than several NFL teams. All right, tight end, possibly the least variable thing we will ever discuss.
Yeah, Jeremy Ruckert is special, and I hope we pick up where we left off last year. End of the year, we were finding him. And, you know, you're seeing this big kid running around out there, and nobody can catch him. You know, I don't think I ever saw him tackled last year. He was either in the end zone or get chased out of bounds. I love Jeremy Ruckert. I hope we continue to use him like we were at the end of last year. He's a really special talent. He's probably going to go higher in the NFL draft than people realize.
If you're looking at this list of guys and you had to bet on one of them to make a Pro Bowl in the NFL, he would be a very solid bet. All right, quarterback. This one is slightly interesting. Your vibe.
See, I don't see it. I see everything, all the vibe I'm getting, and you know, all the talk that I'm hearing, plus looking at spring, C.J. Stroud is the clear starter. He's the clear starter. There are a lot of people out there that are big on Kyle McCord, and he looks like a great-looking prospect.
You know, but I don't think he's going to, CJ Stroud is going to be the starter for the Michigan game. He's going to be that good. I think he's going to be so much better so early. People are going to be surprised.
I can't argue with that. They have a very impressive group of quarterbacks. Nobody with any experience. The one thing that wigs me out about this season is the youth at quarterback and the next position. If you're talking about chasing a national championship, I don't remember the last team that did it with a freshman at quarterback and running back, which is giving away my next choice. But that is what I'll be watching. And from a talent perspective, from pedigree perspective, from the way CJ fits into the lineage here, with we all know who's coming next, I think it makes a ton of sense. All right. This may be the most interesting one, and that is running back.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have fun with this, Dan, because I think Master Teague is a great kid, but we are just too talented at running back. I'm saying that Travion Henderson is going to be the starter by the Michigan game. Kid is just way too talented to keep him off the field. I think we'll see a lot of all. I see Teague not being a second team because Meatball's got to play. You got Meatball has earned it. He's, you know, he came in here and they were calling him Fat Boy because he was overweight. He got himself together, and the kid is just, what does he do? He makes runs. He moves the ball forward. Teague is just a kid that he just does not have that special thing about him. Straight line speed, outstanding. Running just in between the tackles. If the hole's there, bang. You may be off to the races because he's very fast for his size. He just doesn't have that wiggle. He does not have the vision. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. I believe that Travion Henderson will force his way into the starting job with Meatball. If it's not Travion Henderson, I believe it's going to be Meatball. He's earned it. Every time he touches a football, he makes yardage.
The only thing that concerns me about starting Travion Henderson, who is my choice, by the way, to be the starter at the Michigan game, is the fact you'll have a freshman quarterback and a freshman at tailback. The blocking for a youngster is tough, though we are talking about the Michigan game, and by the time you're playing in the Michigan game, you're basically a sophomore already anyway if you've gotten plenty of snaps.
Exactly.
I could see a situation for Master T, by the way, where he almost falls back into the role he was so good at one point, which is when the offense has you beaten up a little bit, and they bring in Master Teague as a hammer in the second half to run straight at your defensive backs. I think he could have a role like that. I think this is going to be done by committee. Travion Henderson will be the starter. Mayan Williams will get a ton of carries, but I could see Teague having a role. It's an embarrassment of riches at running back, though I do think Travion Henderson, in terms of long-term upside, is the best back they've had here since Zeke. We hope you enjoyed that. If you have other guys you think should be starting, please let us know in the thread below. Dwayne and I will do the defense next week. Have a good one, Buck Hunters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.